Hello, word nerds. Thank you for joining me today and every other day that you are listening to this. Today is December 26th. It is Kwanzaa. I think maybe Kwanzaa might be a multi-day thing, so this might be the first day of Kwanzaa. It is also Boxing Day, so all you British people are celebrating Boxing Day, which I have no idea what it is, but I've learned it in the past and I can't remember. And it is also the fourth day of Halloween. No, what? Did I really just say that? It is the fourth night of Hanukkah. I saw the HA in Hanukkah on my little post-it, and my brain just went to Halloween, because it is our favorite holiday. So this might be a little bit short. I'm booting the last word on the page until the next episode. So yeah, let's get to it. Australoid is the first word. I guess technically this is related to all the Australian words, but it's a little bit different. It is an adjective from 1864, and in italics it says in some classifications. So the definition is of or relating to a racial group including the Australian Aborigines and other peoples of Southern Asia and Pacific Islands. Australoid. I don't know if that's a disrespectful term these days, so apologies if it is. Australoid is also a noun. Next we have I do know this word. I will get it out. Don't worry, but it is a complicated word. Australopithecine. 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 I would love to figure out what that is backwards, but I'm not going to do that right now. It is a noun from 1943. If you're lucky, maybe I'll save that for the end of the episode. Any of a genus of extinct southern and eastern African hominids that include gracile and robust forms with near-human dentition and a relatively small brain. Australopithecine is also an adjective. Gracile is spelled G-R-A-C-I-L-E. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. And let's see. Dentition, I'm assuming that's related to teeth. So near-human teeth and a relatively small brain. This is ultimately from Latin australis, from plus the Greek pithecos, which means ape. So there you go. Next, we have Austrian pine. It is a noun from 1857, a tall European pine widely cultivated for ornament and having needles in clusters of two. The European pine scientific name is Pinus nigra, which I assume means black in some form. Black, maybe the bark is very dark. And there was also a scientific name in the last one, the genus for Australopithecine. The scientific name is Australopithecus. Next, we have Austroasiatic. Austroasiatic. It is one word. It is an adjective from 1922. Of relating to or constituting a family of languages of South and Southeast Asia that includes Mon Khmer and Munda as subfamilies. I don't know what those are. They are spelled, the first one is M-O-N hyphen K-H-M-E-R, and the other one is just M-U-N-D-A. Apologies if I mispronounced them, and I'm sure I did. Next we have Austronesian. It is an adjective from 1925. Of relating to or constituting a family of languages spoken in the area extending from Madagascar eastward through the Malay Peninsula and archipelago to Hawaii and Easter Island, and including practically all the native languages of the Pacific Islands with the exception of the Australian and Papuan languages. So this is from the word Austronesia, which means islands of the Southern Pacific. Now we have a prefix. It is A-U-T or A-U-T-O. It is number one, self or same one, as in autism or autobiography. So that's interesting. The word autism, which we'll get to probably in the next episode, next one or two episodes. So it's the prefix AUT means self or same one. So I'm really curious, just because autism is a thing I think about a lot about, and there's a lot of people who deal with that. It is, I'm curious where that word came from, why they are connecting it to self or same one. What was the thought process behind the creation of that word? Anyway, number two, automatic or self-acting, as in autopilot. Next, we have autacoid, AUTACOID. This is a noun from 1914, a physiologically active substance as serotonin, bradykinin, or angiotensin, produced by and acting within the body. I don't know if I pronounced those words correctly, but we are going to read the definition without the part in parentheses. A physiologically active substance produced by and acting within the body. Let's see. This is from out, the prefix out, plus the Greek akos, which means remedy. It is probably akin to the old Irish ICC, ick, which means cure. Now we are going to move on to autarkic, AUTARCHIC. It is an adjective from 1883, and we have the synonym autarkic, AUTARKIC. Autarkical is an adjective. Now we've got autarky. It's a weird word. It's kind of like anarchy, but it's not spelled that way. Autarky. It is a noun from 1617, and we have the synonym autarky with a K-Y. We have autarky again. Oh, the last one was form number one. Now we have form number two, spelled with the C-H-Y. This is a noun from 1665. Absolute sovereignty. Synonym is autocracy. Autark is also a noun, or is a noun. Now we have autarkic with the K-I-C. This is an adjective from 1936 of relating to or marked by autarky. And autarkical is an adjective. Autarky is next with the K-Y. I feel like I'm reading gibberish. This is a noun from 1657. One, synonyms are self-sufficiency and independence, specifically national economic self-sufficiency and independence. Number two, a policy of establishing a self-sufficient and independent national economy. I've definitely heard this word or these forms of words, but never really learned what they specifically meant. Autocrat, I think that would be related probably. All right, let's see. We are going to move on to auticology. Auticology. It's the word ecology with A-U-T at the beginning, and I'm assuming if we go to the prefix aut or auto, one of those definitions, probably the first one, self or same one, is going to be connected to this. So auticology is a noun from 1910. Ecology, dealing with individual organisms or individual species of organisms. And ecological is an adjective. Next we have auteur, A-U-T-E-U-R. I learned this word when I was in film school. It is a noun from 1967. One, a film director whose practice accords with the auteur theory. Broadly, we have the C definition for the word director. And don't worry, auteur theory is next. Number two, an artist as a musician or writer whose style and practice are distinctive. Auteurist is an adjective or a noun. This is French. It means originator or author. It is from Old French auteur, which is from the Latin auctor, which I think we learned a while ago means author. And there's more at the word author. So now we have auteur theory. It is a noun from 1962, a view of filmmaking in which the director is considered the primary creative force in a motion picture. So that's what that is. That is in sometimes true, sometimes not true. I guess it depends on the director and depends on the film. But in terms of the word auteur in general, when somebody says he's an auteur or she's an auteur or they are an auteur, that typically means that they just have a very specific style that they keep on coming back to. So you can look at a film, and if it fits with the director's style, if you can figure out who the director is just by watching the film, if you didn't know who it was ahead of time, they would probably be considered an auteur. Next and last word for this episode is auth, A-U-T-H. It is an abbreviation for 1, authentic, 2, author, or 3, authorized. And just to give you a sneak peek, the next word, which will be the first episode of the next episode, is authentic. So, what is our word of the episode? We got those, we got that. I'm going to pick auteur as the word of the episode because, I don't know, I guess I just find that kind of interesting. There was a time when I wanted to be a film director. Maybe I still will, but I do want to be in the film world in some way. I think producing might be kind of fun. Maybe not so much writing. But anyway, let's end this episode. Thank you for listening. Today is Boxing Day and Kwanzaa and the fourth night of Hanukkah. It's not the fourth day of Halloween. I don't know where that came from. I am still a little groggy from getting over a cold or something and some allergy medicine I took last night. So we are almost in 2020. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you and goodbye.